Yeah, it's an exciting one, Rose. We've been asked by the CSIRO and GRDC to accumulate a gluten-free barley. It's a variety that they've bred, which effectively is gluten-free. So it's a really exciting barley. Saying that, it's a low-yielding barley. So they've taken all the plumpness out and probably looks like a very thin, ugly-looking grain. But at the end of the day, it's servicing a market.
And this is the market for celiacs and people who are gluten intolerant. How much have you got to grow?
We're looking at about 70 hectares, so it's not a hell of a big lot to look at. So it's a commercial volume, but it's sort of like a, I suppose you could say it's a pre-commercial. So it's really looking at 200 to 300 tonnes at the moment, and they'll go into a specific brewery in Europe. So they're looking at gluten-free beer.
Gluten-free beer. Does it have to be carefully segregated all the way along the line?
Yes, it does. So, of course, yeah, you don't want cross-contamination with other barleys and wheats and rye and all that sort of stuff that actually contains gluten. So, in other words, you've really got to have it on a bit of country that's 24 months free of any cereals and really harvested possibly in the first part of the harvest without other cereals going through that harvester. So really needs to be quite a clean, segregated crop.
And what's wrapped around the contracts for this new barley variety?
Yeah, so wrapped around our contract, we're really looking at a hectare contract, whatever comes off that country. So we've already about to sign up 4 to 5 growers, and hopefully next year there'll be a lot more and a lot larger in terms of its volume as well. But certainly the contracts are a hectare contract.
That means a fixed price no matter the yield?
Yes, that's correct. Yep. So it's a fixed price. It's $600 a tonne, up to 3 tonnes to the hectare. Anything over 3 tonnes, it's capped at $1,800 a hectare.
Well, it's twice more or less the going rate for malting barley this year. What are your expectations as this plays forward beyond this year?
Yeah, I'd like to think if this can be a successfully grown crop in Tassie, we all know that it's a low-yielding crop. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of growers out there who will dismiss it because their gross margins, from their point of view, it won't fit into their rotations. However, I'm sure there's a number of growers who would see this as part of their rotation. It's also another new variety, which I'm really excited about because it leads us down the path of Tasmanian growers growing specific crops in reasonable volumes that we can then both market domestically and export into the international scene.
But barley's grown right across the southern states of Australia. Why would this come to Tasmania, not to Victoria or further afield?
Yeah, I suppose what we're really looking at is Tassie's a fantastic spot in terms of being able to grow some of these sort of pre-commercial type varieties, you know, on smaller acreages. We've got all the right conditions to grow a really good barley as we've done for the last close to 200 years. So, you know, we've got all the right ingredients to do it in Tassie. And that's fair enough to say that it's grown all throughout Australia. But there's a lot of broadacre farmers in Australia who wouldn't even consider growing a crop like this one because it's too small in size for their own operations. So it really fits Tassie's niche and unique growing culture down here.